You're listening to Vatican Radio.
The French president on Monday vowed to have the migrant camp in Calais fully dismantled by the end of the year. His promise came in a speech to police forces securing the area, and it addresses a major issue for his socialist government ahead of next year's presidential election. Visiting Calais for the first time since winning office in 2012, François Hollande described the migrant camp known as the Jungle as a humanitarian emergency. Some 10,000 people live in squalid conditions in the infamous camp near the port of Calais. They are all desperate migrants, men, women and children, hoping to make the Channel crossing into Britain. In his speech to security forces in Calais, the president vowed to shut the camp with method and determination so that new camps don't appear near Calais or elsewhere across France. And he said police forces will remain in the area as long as needed after the camp is shut. "We must guarantee a durable and effective sealing of the French-British border," Hollande said, insisting that British authorities must also do their part. Although France is a member of Europe's passport-free travel zone while Britain is not, Hollande strongly urged the UK to play its part in the humanitarian effort. And commenting on the fact that the UK had made a sovereign decision to leave the European Union, Hollande said it was not absolved from its obligations to France. Meanwhile, plans were announced in the summer to disperse Calais migrants to centres across France, where they will be able to apply for asylum. The reception centres will hold from 40 to 50 people for up to 4 months, while authorities study their cases. Migrants who don't seek or qualify for asylum will be deported. What is clear is that the fate of the camp and of the people living there has become central to France's presidential campaign. I'm Linda Bordoni.